content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I have Elizabeth Elbert in studio and Daniel Tagg.
I thought you were going to forget my name.
Well, you know, like, my brain impressive. Is like a computer. And sometimes it goes a little slow. Sometimes it gets, you know, clogged up.
Mine's
it
like
happens.
A computer. Sometimes it, you know, just deletes a file without you actually hitting it.
Well, it's so good to have you both in studio today.
Yeah. Yes.
Daniel's already turning red.
I'm not turning red. I just know where you're going.
Anything.
I know where you're going. I'm not turning red. I'm not.
Yes, you are. Look at you. Your
now
neck's
I
all
am.
Pink.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, now you're doing it. Okay.
There
well,
it
so
is.
For those of you maybe first time joining us, Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center next door, and Elizabeth Elbert is the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas, and they're both trainers, and I've played this little matchmaking game with them where, and so so you guys, have you been on, what, how many dates now, two?
We've hung out twice, yeah.
You've hung out twice.
Yeah.
Well, you were chatting it up. Like, you can tell that there's like a good friendship starting.
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. Let me move this. I can't see your face. There you go. Okay, there we go. And so you went to the fair together.
Mm-hmm. We did.
We ate everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think I ate Big Tex.
And then, yeah, pretty much.
And then I figured it out. I ate them. And
the worst part of all of it was afterwards when Elizabeth said, we worked out after.
We did high intensity interval
after
training
the fair.
Right after. Yeah. And some boxing.
Wow.
I wouldn't be able to move.
Pretty cool.
And some boxing. I love boxing.
Me too.
I have one of those things in my barn, you know, that
nice.
a bag, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, awesome.
And then I never go out there. Seems like I'm always injured, and I injured myself again Saturday afternoon. I broke my other foot. And you're like, well, then what are you wearing those boots for? Because I'm not going to hop along in a boot, one of those other boots, you know, the flat, like, mm-hmm. ugly big boot.
Yep.
Because when I did it before, it jacked up my hips, and then my hips weren't right.
You do have to, your movement, you're going to have to compensate through the whole chain when that foot doesn't load and unload.
Well, yeah. You know what? My other foot still hurts. My other toe on my right foot, where I broke that about a year ago. So, but you know, right now it hurts. It's throbbing a little. You know how I broke it? I ran into a kettlebell. Because
what?
I was working out, so, yes. Okay, it's a true story.
Did I not just say some of the risks of working out barefooted?
I know.
That is literally one of the things I did.
Exactly. And I was working out barefoot weekend. I got so much done. I was out, you know, killing my fire ants and just doing all, and I did it all myself. It made me feel so powerful. Just made me feel powerful.
So you killed the ants?
I did the fire ant
so
treatment.
That's
my whole property.
That's
I mean,
where
it,
you draw the line.
What?
Well, with killing animals.
Well, fire ants.
Bugs.
What am I going to do? They're taking over my property.
I agree with you 100%. I just wanted to know where you drew the line.
Well, obviously. Okay, so they're outside, but they literally, I can't even believe how many mounds there were. It took me about an hour and 20 minutes. You shake, go around, then you poke the top of the, you poke it with the little stick on the top to alert them that there might be food hanging around.
And put your right leg out and your left.
Yeah, and so, yeah. And so, but I did it barefoot. I was only going to do a couple.
Wait, what are we poking?
And I was in like this white cotton nightgown. It was ridiculous. If anybody was watching me, make that this
nice.
Crazy woman. What is she doing? And so, and then I was like a farm girl pulling it up, you know, and tying the knot because it was still wet. And so I went in the house with my nightgown completely dirty and soaked on the bottom. But I got every one of them done. I'm one of those people, like once I start something, it's hard for me to stop. I'm like, there's another one. There's another one. Oh my gosh, there's another one.
And do you go back?
I just
try
kept.
To do
I did
over
every
again. Yeah.
single one thoroughly. But anyway, so I come in the house. I think, you know, I'm going to work out. Got out my kettlebells, and I did some nice squats, okay, like several sets of squats and danced a little bit. And then I thought, you know what? That felt so good. I'm going to leave them right there to remind me when I get home that I want to do some more squats and deadlifts. And so I left them there. And so I was coming from the back to the front, and one of my dogs barked, and I looked at him and looked the other way and walked right into barefoot, yeah. right into wow. my kettlebell, and immediately like broke my left toe.
Ow. And it's so hard too because you can't like rest it. You have to walk. So it's like you yeah. break a finger or something, you can rest it. A yeah. toe, you can't.
Well, I jammed my right thumb Friday because I slipped on some water. Slipped on some water and I caught myself on my couch, but it's like, holy mother of Jesus, I have to be like really careful. I'm going to end up being dead or something. Somebody will find me like 2 days later.
Oh, God.
From just, I walk really fast though.
Okay.
And I am barefoot a lot.
You know, one of the worst injuries I've ever gotten was just jogging into Telos. I almost blew out my knee.
Really?
What?
I hyperextended and I went to go catch myself the other knee and then did that and then just like, no, I went to go trip and I went to go put my other leg out and then hyperextended the knee that I went to plant. And I literally was hobbling into Telos like I thought I blew out my knee. Wow. Everett worked on me for a couple hours that night and it.
Yeah, I heard you're going to work on Elizabeth. Is that what I heard, that you're going to give her a massage?
No, we're going to do some MAT. I'm going to do some treatment because...
What is MAT?
Muscle activation technique.
Because of our workout after the fair.
Muscle activation technique.
Mm.
Yes.
That sounds... And where are you going to do it? Like, what part of her body? I'm just curious.
Her knee.
Her knee.
Ooh. Her knee.
Her knee bone's connected too.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
No, I must have hurt her when we worked out, which is not my thing. Like I make people better, not
you're
worse.
Hurting her
so,
already.
And I'm competitive, so I was going for it.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your watts though? Versus
I think
mine.
It was, oh gosh, yours. Oh really? Are we doing this?
A what?
Seriously?
Your watts?
So yeah. it's how this what? The energy expenditure that you can kind of measure on this machine. So that's how many watts, like 100-watt light bulb. Right?
What was the name of the machine?
It was the Spark Trainer.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And it puts out. The faster you go, there's a fan in it, and so it gives you more resistance the faster you go. And so you
nice.
Go all out, and you can only do 10 seconds in your spin, and then you rest for about
so
a minute.
So it's a great
a
HIIT training device.
It is. That's exactly
yeah. oh,
what we did.
Oh, it's so good. We'll, 10
I
seconds
want one. How much do they cost?
No.
Probably five to 10 grand. I have no
oh,
idea.
Oh, God. That's a lot.
Any equipment's expensive.
So I had him right next to me, and he was getting it. He was just going, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And I was going, and I... Probably blew my knee out. I don't know.
So
I
what's your so you went to the fair. So your next day is a massage?
It's treatment.
Are Gary and Mare listening?
I'm comping her a session for treatment.
And Joseph and Dora, are they all listening?
They're actually at my studio. I have a leak, and they're there with the contractors trying to fix it. But they did tell me to tell you hi.
Oh. That's tell them hello. Hello. That's great. Yeah. Hello. So that's so cool that you guys went to the fair and had fun and are continuing getting to know one another. And you know, that's all you can ask for, right? Mm-hmm. Dating is like such a such a mess, right?
These days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never really dated, you know. I've had periods in my life where, you know, I've been single, but I've never really like dated. Like I'm never getting on a dating like website or anything like that. No way. It's got to be like the good old fashioned way. If we were like strangers in the night or
meet
you
someone,
know,
start becoming friends.
Yeah. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's the best way to meet someone anyway. You become friends first.
Right.
And you develop a close relationship and trust, but you got to have romance and spark. So, do you guys have that? Because
oh my
you
gosh.
Have to have chemistry.
Bernadette.
She really?
I'm just
we
asking.
Are not doing this.
She went there.
Right?
I just
are diamonds
quiet.
In there smiling real big? Yeah, you got now you're turning pink again.
I'm good.
I don't think I can turn pink. But that's good.
That's hilarious.
Can't tell.
She's Indian. She's a beautiful brown girl. But yeah, no, you got to have chemistry.
Like, you do have to have
you
chemistry.
You have to have chemistry mm-hmm. where you can, when that person comes home, you want to rip their clothes off. That kind of chemistry.
I like that chemistry. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you feeling that?
Yeah. Now I'm turning red.
We're going to Bible study after this, people.
We are.
Oh, okay.
We are.
How nice. Say a prayer for me. All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Can't keep his mind on nothing else. He traded the world for the good things found. If she is bad, he can't see. Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products.
If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Elizabeth Elbert, Aviana Berrientos, Daniel Tagg all in studio, and a very special guest today. I'm so excited. I've got Dr. Will Cole with us. He graduated from Southern California University of Health Sciences in Los Angeles, California. He has his postdoctorate education and training in functional medicine and clinical nutrition through the Institute for Functional Medicine and Functional Medicine University. Dr. Cole consults both locally in the Pittsburgh area and via webcam consultations for people around the world. He specializes in clinically investigating underlying factors and customizing health programs for chronic conditions such as thyroid issues, autoimmune, hormonal dysfunctions, digestive disorders, diabetes, heart disease, and fibromyalgia. He is the author of the book Ketotarian. I'm so excited. Welcome, Dr. Will Cole, to One Life Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I can't even tell you how much I love this book. It's so exceptional. It's so friendly. I mean, it's so packed full of information. The pictures are beautiful. The recipes are amazing. And as I said, it is so packed with information. So let's get started. So because so many people, you know, Dr. Cole, are curious about ketogenic eating. It's like one of the biggest, I think, diet trends I've ever seen. But a lot of people eating, you know, want to eat ketogenic, but they're turned off by dairy and meat. That would be me. You know, in functional medicine, your book as a functional medicine expert delivers a plant-based program that provides all the health and weight loss benefits of keto diets and welcomes vegetarian, vegan, and pescatarians to the table. I think it's an amazing book. So let's get started. I'm so excited. So for people out there listening, what is functional medicine and how did you get started in the functional medicine world?
So functional medicine, another word for that is integrative medicine, or another way of seeing it is systems medicine. And it's where we're looking at the underlying interconnected systems of our body that give rise to optimal health or health problems. So the main differences between functional medicine and mainstream medicine, number one would be we interpret labs using a thinner reference range. So anybody that's listening will know, hey, when I have my labs ran, they're comparing my number to this reference range. Well, we get that reference range from a statistical bell curve of the people who go to labs. And the people that typically go to labs are people with health problems. So there's a lot of people that are wanting to find out, hey, why am I feeling this way? And the labs come back largely or entirely quote-unquote normal, even though they know intuitively, heck, I don't feel normal, but they're told, you're just depressed, take this antidepressant, or you're just getting older, or you just need to lose weight. But what they're unintentionally saying is you're a lot like the other people with health problems that are making up this reference range that you're getting compared against. So in functional medicine, we're taking people with health problems out of that reference range because we want to compare you to optimal health. And that's where your body is functioning the best, and that's the functional range. So we're looking at a little bit more specifics there, and we're also running more labs. We want to look at the root issue of why people are going through why they're going through their health issues. So we're looking at things like microbiome problems or toxicity issues or nutrient deficiencies, whatever the case may be. We want to get to the root cause. And we realize we're all different, so we customize healthcare to the individual. So that's really in the heart of functional medicine. It's personalized healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Well, your story's an interesting one. It really is. And very similar to mine in a lot of ways, because you used to be a vegan, and it was something you were very passionate about. And so many people out there now that have gotten educated about the atrocities going on in the food industry, particularly the meat industry and dairy, you know, they don't really want to eat that, but they're kind of lost, if you will, as to how to eat a healthy diet. And so, you know, what are some of the benefits of combining keto and plant-based diets for your health? And you know what, to go back, can I have you tell your story a little bit first? Because I find it so interesting.
Sure. So I grew up in a household that kind of revered wellness, and this was in the 80s and 90s in the rural countryside of Pennsylvania. And my parents were doing things in many ways ahead of their time, where I was having the weird sprouted grains and the herbal tonics and the organic everything before it was, you know, Instagram cool, and anybody was really talking about it on a global level, the wellness world is today. So I grew up in that sort of context, and then I learned about CAFOs and factory farming and the food industry, and I really was repulsed by it, and it kind of propelled me to go from this sort of healthy eating to healthy eating in a vegan standpoint. So I was a vegan for 10 years, and over that time period, obviously I was eating better than the standard American, but just because something's better doesn't make it optimal, at least for my body, and we're all different.
Right.
So for me, the way I was doing veganism, the way that I was doing it was just the conventional, typically higher carb, lower fat approach to being a vegan wasn't working for my body long term. And that's when my diet really evolved to what I now call ketotarian, which is this high healthy fat, low carb, plant-centric still, way of eating. And that kind of was my own journey, but now seeing patients all around the world as a functional medicine practitioner, I'm able to see too how different biochemistries and different people can interact with food in a positive way, and seeing what works and what doesn't for long-term sustainable wellness. So that was really the heart of Ketotarian, my book, and the birth of it really came out of my own personal and clinical experience.
Mm-hmm. It's a great book. It is. And it's gotten incredible reviews. And I'm quoting Alejandro Younger. He says that he's jealous he didn't think of it. He's actually been on the show before many years ago. So where do plant-based diets go wrong?
I think plant-based diets go wrong when they are too high in carbohydrates. And we all have different sensitivities or different tolerances to carbs. So there's definitely some people that can get away with higher carbohydrates. But when you're depending a lot on grains and different forms of sugar and starches for every meal, this is akin to sort of kindling on a fire. It'll create energy, but it'll be short-lived. So you have to have all these snacks in between meals. And if you miss a meal, you get hangry and irritable. And this is because you need to keep that kindling of that sugar or starch or carbs throughout the day. This is an option. It's definitely a cleaner kindling than the standard American diet, but it's still kindling nonetheless. And that's where, you know, from my own journey and now patients that I've seen over the years, we can make that metabolic shift from being a sugar burner to being a fat burner, which is what ketosis is. But you don't have to be a fat burner or in ketosis and eat just meat, bacon and dairy all day long. And that's what I teach in Ketotarian, to really still be plant-based, but be a fat burner. And this is more sustainable for our metabolism. It lowers inflammation levels. And it's just good for your health all around.
Well, and I like the way you talk about cycling in and out of it, too. Starting out with, is it with 8 weeks initially to get your body conditioned, if you will, for the Ketotarian diet? And then, you know, maybe implementing down the road some grass fat and finished beef, or including things that you wouldn't traditionally see in a vegan diet, but you see in a Ketotarian, or excuse, yeah, keto diet. You've already got me. I'm Ketotarian. I can't even say regular keto now. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So going 8 weeks plant-based keto, it allows your body to make that shift from being a sugar burner to a fat burner, get the benefits of ketosis, and then from there, we're all different. So not everybody has to stay in ketosis forever and ever. I like a cyclical Ketotarian approach where a couple of days out of the week will be lower carb, will be in ketosis, and then we can moderate our carbs or increase our carbohydrates. And we're talking about real food, healthy carbs like sweet potatoes and fruit or white rice or something like that. And then you can go in and out of ketosis, but you've built that metabolic flexibility over those initial 8 weeks of being plant-based keto.
Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday, Jill Lane was on the show. She's an expert nutritionist. And she was talking about, it just drives her crazy. People are they have so many misconceptions about the ketogenic diet and think that they're doing their body, good when they do something. Like, she was talking about this one person that said, oh yeah, I'm on the ketogenic diet. I put MCT oil in my coffee. And then I had a couple pieces of cheese for lunch. And, you know, and so this is why your book is so astounding, in my opinion, because you really honed in on what the human body really needs, the typical human body, to be healthy. And when you get on the ketogenic diet, I think that people fear like eating too many vegetables. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think that's a big problem in the conventional keto world, is that they are avoiding vegetables because of their various amounts of carbohydrates, which fiber is by definition a form of carbohydrates. But they're fearing these healthy, fibrous foods. But I teach in Ketotarian how this is actually really good for your gut microbiome, and it enhances something called intestinal gluconeogenesis, which has been shown in the medical literature to improve blood sugars, to lower insulin levels, but basically be very complementary to this sort of whole foods, plant-based ketogenic approach, which I teach about.
Mm-hmm. This book, like I said, I'm sitting here reading about exciting emerging science is showing that that a ketogenic diet can be more powerful than some of the strongest medications for brain-related problems such as autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, anxiety, and depression, that through a ketogenic diet, we can only calm brain-gut inflammation, but it also, I read that wrong. It says, through a ketogenic diet, we can not only calm brain-gut inflammation, but also improve the gut microbiome. Like you just said, this book is so packed full of information. You're going to stay with us, right? We're going to go to break and you're going to stay?
Yes, of course.
All right. We've got more coming up, everyone, with Dr. Will Cole. He is the author of the book, Ketotarian, the plant-based plan to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Elizabeth Albert and Daniel Tagg in studio, and our very special guest on the line, Dr. Will Cole, is staying with us. He graduated from Southern California University of Health Sciences in Los Angeles, California. He has his postdoctorate education and training in functional medicine and clinical nutrition through the Institute for Functional Medicine and Functional Medicine University. Dr. Cole consults both locally in the Pittsburgh area and via webcam consultation for people around the world. He specializes in clinically investigating underlying factors and customizing health programs for chronic conditions such as thyroid issues, autoimmune, hormone dysfunctions, digestive orders, diabetes, heart disease, and fibromyalgia. He is the author of the book Ketotarian. I can't even tell you how much I'm enjoying this book. In fact, Dr. Cole, I ordered another copy of it over the break to give to a friend of mine. It's so exceptional.
Thanks.
It's so friendly. It's so well written. I can see why it's getting rave reviews. I really can. And it's full of really great recipes. And green and white, it's so pretty. It's my favorite colors. It's very easy to read. I love it. So thank you so much for writing it. And so let's get back into this, the Ketotarian, what a Ketotarian is, for people just now joining us. Would you want to explain it to them again?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Ketotarian is this amalgamation between the best of being plant-based and the best of eating a ketogenic diet. So it's high healthy fat, low carb, plant-based ketogenic diet. And Ketotarian has three different ways to go about it. There's vegan keto options, there's vegetarian keto options, and pescatarian keto options, or what I call in the book is vegetarian, another play on words. It's wild-caught fish, but still plant-centric.
Right.
So really, you can be entirely vegan keto, and then you can obviously add in these other foods as well. For people that, I wanted to meet people at where they were at, and there's so many people that want to get in on the benefits of being a fat burner, eating a keto diet, but they don't want to eat tons of meat and dairy. Or some people don't do well on lots of meat and dairy. Mm-hmm. So this is a fresh spin on the ketogenic diet.
It is. And that's the perfect word to describe it. It's so fresh. And, you know, you went through this journey. I think we all do. We navigate how we want to eat, what our body needs, what we think it needs, you know, and we have like this discovery. And so I'm that, what did you call it? Where you eat a pescatarian? What did you call it? Aquatarian?
A vegetarian.
That's what I am, because I eat salmon about twice a month, wild-caught salmon, and there is a difference. And that's one of the things that you address in the book, too, is, you know, and I think people lose sight of how important it is to carefully select what you put in your body and just maybe eat less of it. And it's kind of, I don't know how to explain it. I was kind of thinking out about it while I was driving in today, that if anything's too good to be true, and this goes for food too, it usually is, you know, if something is cheap, it's cheap. And that goes for food too, right?
In most cases, you're right. I think that you pay what you get. And that most of the time when you're talking about food quality, it's because things cost a little bit more. But you know what? We live in a time when you can really get a lot of things affordable as well. It may not be as cheap as like a can of Pepsi, but it is still, you can get amazing organic produce now with places like Aldi and Trader Joe's and Costco and Sam's Club. These places are providing really good, affordable, organic and clean options for people as far as produce and fish is concerned.
Yeah, fish is a big concern for me. And I think if you're going to eat beef, would you agree grass finished as well?
Yeah, grass-fed, grass-finished. And that's something that after being plant-based keto for 8 weeks and ketotarian, I say if you want to bring in grass-fed beef in, then bring it in. But it should be used as more of a condiment to still being plant-based, but you still enjoy a burger every once in a while.
Okay, so you know this from being a vegan, and I do as a vegan vegetarian. I never could be a vegan for very long because I always want to have, you know, a little bit of cheese or maybe an egg or a piece of fish. But what's your opinion about potatoes?
I think potatoes, obviously, they're a real food. I think some people can really enjoy them, and it can be a food, a real food, a whole food to have in their diet. In ketotarian, we aren't having potatoes just because of their starch content. during those initial 8 weeks. But I think potatoes after that can be a really great way to do a cyclical ketotarian approach where you won't have potatoes every day, but when you moderate your carbohydrates, you can have them 2 to 3 days a week, and then you can go back in ketosis when you want to do that. So as a general rule, I think sweet potatoes are more nutrient dense. White potatoes are still have nutrients, but I would say they're less optimal than sweet potatoes, and they're part of the nightshade family. And some people, especially people with autoimmunity, they don't do well with nightshades like white potatoes.
I wonder whether if it's because there's all the pesticides, though. Maybe that's why they don't do well. We don't, there's so much that we don't know. But let me ask you, so what does a typical day of meals look like on a ketotarian diet?
Sure. So in ketotarian, half of the book is science and health tips and sort of the ethos of why we are eating this way. And then the second half of the book is over 81 different plant-based keto recipes and meal plans and pretty pictures and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the typical day of what you can think of, for breakfast, you can have this great chia seed pudding with coconut milk in it. That's a beautiful picture in the book. And you can have this matcha spirulina smoothie alongside your chia seed pudding. And most people don't know that they can still have smoothies and still be in ketosis. And these are really a vehicle for you to get a lot of good healthy fats in one glass. And then, so that's your breakfast. And then for lunch, you can have this pesto zoodle bowl with basically zoodles or zucchini noodles with this great olive oil pesto sauce with some vegan cheese made out of nuts, like a nut cheese. And then for dinner, you could stay completely vegan keto again with another dish, or you can bring in some vegetarian options. So we have this great albacore tuna salad that's still very fresh, still very plant-centric, but it has avocados in it, has some grapefruit in it, which is a low-fructose fruit. And then I love these avocado fries that we have at Ketotarian because it comes with chipotle mayo dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Really awesome. So that kind of is a typical day of what somebody could expect eating Ketotarian.
Yeah, I almost made some of that. I might even make some of that tonight. I'm going to cook from some of the recipes that are in the book. I was looking through the book while you were speaking. There was something I can't find that I wanted to find. So let me ask you this: What about common keto flu symptoms that people suffer from? Go ahead.
Yeah. So some people, when they're used to burning that kindling of sugar all day long, and they have to make that metabolic transition from being a sugar burner to a fat burner, their body has to make that adaptation, make that transition. So sometimes people can feel more lethargic, or they can have some detox-type symptoms or Herxheimer-type symptoms because their body's not depending on that sugar for fuel anymore. But your body still has to build that metabolic machinery of burning fat for fuel. So sometimes people can get what's called the keto flu, which is typically mild to nothing. Some people don't experience anything, but they can feel more lethargic, a little bit more brain fog, things like that. But you can just stay hydrated, eat more food. A lot of times people don't realize they should be eating until they are satiated. This is not a fad, low-calorie diet.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're used to just eating sugar all day long or carbohydrates all day long, and you aren't having that anymore during these 8 weeks of being plant-based keto, then people don't realize they can eat more food and they just are not eating enough. And that's one way to mitigate the so-called keto flu.
Yeah, and I found what I was looking for. It was adaptogens. You say take-home message, adaptogens are badass. I couldn't agree more. I just experienced with rhodiola, the stress calmer. All of us, I bought it for everyone on the show. And I'm astounded by the effects of it. And there are so many adaptogens out there, aren't there?
Yes, I am an aficionado of adaptogens for sure, but it's this plant group that really has a balancing effect on the body. So it's because they're plants, I wanted to show people in Ketotarian how to bring in these amazing adaptogens to enhance your health and to use food as medicine in a deeper way. Because as a functional medicine practitioner, adaptogens are definitely a tool that I use for people that are going through things like fatigue or brain fog or hormonal imbalance. And this is one natural way to have sort of this nice balancing effect on your body.
I so recommend everyone out there listening, get a copy of this book. Just the information in it about the adaptogens is so, as you said, badass. this book is absolutely badass, everyone. You have to get it. Dr. Will Cole, thank you so much. Such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I hope you'll come back sometime. I think you're going to blow up, though. You're going to get real busy here. You already are pretty big, but such a great honor to have you on the show. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert here on One Life Radio. Now there's no denying it, no decrying it. You're all tangled up in my head.
Hi, I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hey everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Elizabeth Albert, and Daniel Tagg. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. I want to let everyone know that you can get a Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shoppe or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. Squatty Potty, the original squat-to-poop toilet stool, because the modern-day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit and not squat, so you need to get a Squatty Potty. If you don't have one, they're amazing devices. They really are, and they're really not that much. It's like, if you go, I think it's like, you can buy two at a time and get them like two for like $39 or...
There's a lot of good bundles on their
website. Yeah, there's a lot of good bundles, and they really do work. So, and get one for your kids. I mean, the Squatty Potamus, what you want to talk about potty training, I wish that the Squatty Potamus was around when I was potty training my children because it's important. It just makes it go better. Everyone, you can go to the H-Hemp Company, that's hhemp.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't forget my CBD oil. I keep saying that, though, and then once in a while I will forget, and then I remember because I don't feel as good. I took a couple of squirts this morning of the peppermint one, you know, the peppermint breast spray. But theirs is made with only premium hemp cannabinoid genetics tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or any other contaminants. It's non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients, and they create their tinctures with MCTs. We're talking about the ketogenic diet. MCTs are very important for your health. Google it. You'll see. We talk about it all the time, but Paleo Magazine, visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store
either or.
Here in Texas, you won't have to go far. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, a great publication heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both digital and print version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. Okay, so we're talking about doing squats today and deadlifts with Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics, a resistance training. And this is new on here. What is MAT?
Muscle activation technique.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Is that what you're going to do, Elizabeth,
it
on
is.
Your third date? Okay. So
on my knee.
And you guys are going to do squats and deadlifts together. So how awesome is that? Elizabeth Albert is the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas, and she is a certified personal fitness trainer and group fitness instructor and a certified fitness nutrition coach and has been a basketball trainer for 10 years. Elizabeth has a strong passion for fitness, nutrition, health, and overall well-being, and her goal is to inspire, motivate, uplift, and encourage people to achieve their fitness goals and improve their lifestyle, and she definitely doesn't just talk the talk, she walks it. Or not just walk the walk. What is it? Wait.
You had it right the first time.
Yeah, I had it right the first time.
You did.
You don't just walk the... You don't just talk the talk.
I walk the
You
walk,
walk the walk. Oh, there you
right.
go.
She runs it.
God, she does run,
run
it. She does.
Run on,
that's
yeah.
right. Well, and you know what I forgot to let everyone know? That we will be at the Gluten-Free Allergy Expo. Allergen-Free Expo. You going to go with us? You want to
sure.
go? Let's
okay.
make it a date. You yes. want to go with us too, Daniel?
When is it?
It's a date.
It's. I think we're going
Sunday.
We're going to both of them, back to back. I think we're going to the Gluten-Free Allergen-Friendly Expo first. It's on the October 27th and 28th. So Saturday and Sunday at Dallas Market Hall. And then on Riverside Park is the Veggie Fair, which is always really fun. And you can drink beer there, too.
So, oh, I'm so
yeah,
there.
You can drink lots of beer. You want to drink beer?
Yes. It's a date.
It'll knock you out of ketosis.
Sorry, we'll go work out after, right? Right,
there you go. Well, you know, speaking of working out, squats and deadlifts, you know, what's the real difference between the two? I don't think most people know.
It's basically just where the load is coming from, right? Like, Elizabeth and I were talking about this right before we came on. The second you bend the hips and the knees, I call that a squat. It doesn't matter where the load's coming from.
The second you bend
Both the hips and the knees.
The hips yep. and the knees.
If you were just to do what people call straight-legged deadlifts,
yeah,
right,
okay.
where you keep the knees locked or pretty mm-hmm. much just slightly
bent. You never want to lock them.
So that's what she said, too.
Yeah. Right?
So that's it all yep. depends on what the goal is and what the force is and how much extension your knees have. So if they are kind of hypermobile and kind of go behind the line, then it's not a good thing. If you want to just isolate the glutes and you're doing light loads, then you can completely lock out the knees.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it is a higher risk thing if you are doing heavier loads to lock out the knees, but it's not a must. Same thing if you're doing leg press and you lock out at the end, your legs just aren't loaded anymore, but they can sustain that,
yeah.
that as long as your
depending
knees aren't going
on the
behind.
Weight.
Yeah, but I would say that the problem with locking out your knees, okay, I'm an amateur over here, so but I have done a lot of deadlifts and squats in my time. They're one of my favorite exercises, I feel, and especially if you do the multiple action with you, when you go down to a squat with like a kettlebell in each arm. And I was actually, this is what I was doing. I'll show you.
Okay.
The kettlebells that she broke her toe with.
Yes. Okay. So she's got a kettlebell on each side. She's got them holding by her hands, and she's coming up, and then she does a row when she's down. So she goes down,
I like that.
Does a row.
I got a new move for my classes.
Switching it up.
I right. like that.
And it works out every part of your body.
Yeah.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Or at least it feels like it does it?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. And you keep your back straight and your shoulders, you know, strong and all that. But what I was going to say, so if you're doing a deadlift, okay, and mm-hmm. you lock out your knees, mm-hmm. then you're never fully really engaging your quads and your hamstrings and all and your gluteus maximus,
gluteus
all that.
Maximus, yeah.
Yes, because you got to get them strong in order to do good quality squats and deadlifts, right? So I don't know. I don't think.
So if you lock out at the top, if you're doing like kettlebells like that, okay, when you lock out, the force does go through the structure, which is lower body limbs, and it's no longer loading the glutes, quads, and hamstrings, but you can actually still contract all of those and work on the isometric contraction at the top and get better neurological control, especially if you're doing just, you know, 20-pound dumbbells mm-hmm. or kettlebells on each side.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. Now, if you want to keep a constant load on those muscles, then yes, don't lock out. But it's I never like black and white answers of saying like always do this, always do that. It's like, what's the goal? What are we trying mm-hmm. to do? And then what are the risk factors?
When you lock out your knees, do you have a higher risk of hurting your back?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And you're shaking your head. No, you guys are in agreement. That's correct. So nice.
I agree partly. Mm-hmm. I'm still slightly bending the knee on the deadlift.
Mm-hmm. What I could feel like you hurt?
Your knee.
Oh,
your knee.
Got it.
Definitely yeah. your knee. Even like when you're doing a leg press and you lock your knees out, all that weight, let's say, when I used to do the leg press like hardcore, I'd go like 545s on each side. Like
wow.
That's a lot.
That's a
lot for my little knees.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, locking out your knees in an exercise like that is just too much for
yeah.
your body. Now, depending on mm-hmm. what you can do in your body, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're agreeing with you, Daniel.
Yeah, and I'd say like keeping your knees bent is definitely the safer way to do it. Like if you're not sure, don't lock them out.
Right. So when you guys worked out together, what did you do? Did you do squats together?
No, we did
that machine, the power one.
Oh, yes, the machine.
We did the spark
that's
trainer.
Right.
So we did
hit
training and then boxing, and I made
I
it
actually
do
hurt
something.
My knee.
That's right.
On
okay.
The machine.
Wow. Did y'all spar like each other?
Well, so
did you guys spar each other?
That'll be the next time.
No, we did not.
Okay.
Down?
I don't want to spar her. I feel like she'd take me.
She could take you.
She's pretty tough.
Totally take you.
She could.
Okay, well, I'll
she's
tell
got an attitude, which is a healthy
she's
attitude. She's strong.
Spunky.
She is spunky.
Yes.
She's fun.
Yeah,
she's fun.
She
can
take it.
Yeah, and it has to be fun when you work out. Yep. So, you know, squats and deadlifts, what are some of the pros and cons of each?
So the pros and cons of each is, it's basically like if you're having a barbell on your back, okay, the con there is that you're now loading your spine directly down the center, and if it slides forward, it kind of loads that cervical or neck,
ooh.
And that can be dangerous. Whereas if the load's coming from below you, a lot safer on the cervical spine or the neck.
Uh-huh.
But if you go down too low, then you're tucking from the lower back, and you can load that lower back in an unsafe way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pros and cons to both, and you can load up a lot more weight, push a lot more if you're doing the deadlifts.
Yeah. I want to talk more about this the next time you guys are in. And
yes.
then
Maren Gare will be here next
Kip
time.
Kip Watson. Who will?
Maren Gare.
Oh, Maren Gare.
Well,
Kip Watson. Yay. Well, we're going to talk because Kip Watson told me that doing squats, and I think Von England was here, and in fact, they're on tomorrow, both of them, said that doing squats activated some sort of sexual hormone in your body and that you should do them regularly. Mm-hmm. Regularly.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that next time. I'll turn you pink again. All right. Everyone, you know what? You get one. You get one. Thank you so much for listening. You get one body. You get one mind. And you get one life. Get out there. air today and make the most of it.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are